How would you like everything that's negative deleted from your credit reports in days and not months? I'm sure you've seen the ads, and I'm sure you've wondered, what are they doing to get such crazy results? And how can I do the same? Well, today, I am exposing the scary truth about how people are getting those kinds of results and why you should run as fast as you can as soon as you see something like this. So stick around.
So the big question is this: how can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing? So we can help the most people and still become highly profitable. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets.
The simple truth of all these ads that are claiming to immediately erase everything negative on your credit report, it's a scam, and it's called credit sweeps. Okay, and it's super, super scary, and it's very dangerous because it's ruining thousands of people's lives every day. Credit repair is a process. It's a process that takes time, persistence, and being armed with knowledge. As a credit hero, you cannot just cheat the system, and there's no reason to. But I'll get to that in a minute. Just remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And in this case, it definitely is. So what is a credit sweep? What is it really? Well, the term credit sweeps, it's a phrase and a marketing gimmick to make you believe that the process of removing all negative information all at once is legal and legitimate, when in fact it is not. Not only is it not legitimate, it is illegal in most cases. The process of sweeping a credit report, it can only happen by lying to the police, lying to the FBI, by making false claims to the credit bureaus, and ultimately, you know what happens? You get jail time for this. So how are people doing it without going to jail? Well, first let me say, without going to jail yet. But I can guarantee that they are always looking over their shoulder, and I bet the people that are using this illegal practice, I bet they don't sleep well at night. But if you want to know what they're doing, basically, they pay someone to fill out and notarize a false affidavit claiming that all the negative credit is due to identity theft. And then they file a bogus police report to substantiate the claim. And typically, a fraud alert and a freeze then gets placed on each report with the bureaus, and the affidavit and police report, they get mailed off to the bureaus and often to the creditors as well, which, here's the good part, this sparks an investigation into the claims. Okay, suddenly those creditors are talking to law enforcement and not necessarily just the police that you filed the false report with, but it quickly escalates to the FBI, okay? This is really, really scary stuff. Now, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Section 605B, the bureaus, they must block and remove any account until the investigation is complete. And this generally results in all the accounts being deleted, okay, all at once, at least temporarily, okay? That's why it's called credit sweeps. Doesn't that sound nice? They just sweep it all away. So here's why this is important. Practicing credit sweeps, it can get you and your clients in a whole lot of trouble, and it's not worth it. So the next time you see an ad claiming to quickly sweep away a credit report, just know it's completely bogus, okay? It's temporary and it's very, very illegal. If you want to get real results, actual permanent deletions, and have a long-term successful and profitable business in the credit repair industry, you gotta play by the rules. There are millions of Americans that need your help, okay? And they are willing to do it the right way, the legal way, the legitimate way. And that's exactly what Credit Repair Cloud is about, okay? So remember, you are a credit hero. You're not a credit villain. So save your clients from making a huge mistake and being duped by these villainous companies who are taking advantage of the fact that most people don't know what would happen to them if they engage in credit sweeps. So here's what you need to know. Now that I've revealed the truth behind these crazy claims, and you now understand this process is completely illegitimate and illegal, it's important to commit to yourself right now that no matter what happens, as a credit repair professional, you will not ever use any sweeps method. Okay? At one point or another, you may be either tempted to try it, to make some quick money, or to help a client who asks you to do it. And my best advice would be stay away. Okay? Run the opposite direction. Decide now that your answer will be no way. You may be faced with clients who've seen the same scam advertising from a competitor and who want to try that other company because they're confused by the lie of the extraordinary results. So take that moment as a perfect opportunity to be the credit hero that you are and educate your client on the illegal aspects of credit sweeps. They could literally face jail time. So instead, you can get amazing results, deletions, and resolved items through legitimate credit repair. Okay? You know, the kind that doesn't send people to jail for the methods used? Don't be fooled. If you ask any of the credit sweep pros, they will have a whole bunch of different reasons to convince you that it's totally legal. Okay? But to that, I say, don't believe them. Do your research. Ask them, how are they going to get those results and what exactly is the process? And make sure you understand the consequences to their very, very sketchy methods. Okay, just like one of our Millionaires Club members, Bruce Politano, just posted recently in our Facebook community. He wrote this, and I thought it was really, really cool. He wrote, public service announcement. There is no such thing as a legal credit sweep. That's like saying legal theft or something like that. Over the last week, he said he'd been asked by at least 20 companies if he offered legal sweeps in his outsourcing services. And to that, Bruce said, we don't, and no one should. Okay? He ended by saying, be careful out there, y'all. Operate your business in a legal and ethical way. There is no reason not to. And I second that. Bruce is exactly right. Don't do it. Okay, you can get amazing results, and you can even wind up on our Millionaires Club wall here at our office, okay? And you can wind up here through totally ethical and effective methods. So if you want to know exactly what those methods are, and you want to even become certified in disputing, then I want to invite you to join our upcoming Credit Hero Challenge. We will hold you by the hand as you launch your own credit repair business. And we got another one starting in just a couple days, So grab your spot right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com. And if you're finding value in the things that I'm sharing on this podcast, be sure to click below to subscribe, okay? I don't want you to miss any episodes. And if you're feeling kind, rate me and give me a review, because this is a new podcast and I can use all the help I can get. And I will see you on the next episode. So until then, keep changing lives. Hey everybody, it's Daniel again, and really quick, I'd like to invite you to join what I believe is the best thing we have ever created inside the Credit Repair Cloud community. And it is a challenge that we call the Credit Hero Challenge. If you're just planning out your business or you're just getting it started and you dream of having a successful business of your own so you can quit your 9-to-5 and fire your boss and have financial freedom, or so you can add another revenue stream to your existing business, if that's your dream, you need to get into this challenge. We created this challenge to help you to create and launch your very own credit repair business, to build a proper foundation for a really successful business. This challenge is going to help you to understand the strategy, the tactics, and all the things you need to be successful at credit repair. It really is the greatest thing we have ever built, and it will change your life. So I recommend you do it right now. Stop everything, pause this audio, go online, and go to CreditHeroChallenge.com. That's CreditHeroChallenge.com, and join the next challenge. And there's a challenge that's starting in just a few days, so go get started right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com.